Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check Gemin on the one. Gemin
check,
on the
oh
one.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
Are you?
It's beautiful.
Stand for, oh my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in five.
I'm here.
I'm present.
Justin!
The Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Nothing to do with it.
No.
Hey,
all aboard.
Good morning from the office of your favorite president to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
I don't know if 609er means that's how much my gas is costing. Come on!
All right, you 609ers, even on a Monday, rainy Monday, you know what to do. You move it, move it, move it.
Take that cargo net. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
All right, let's go to the phones. Talk to Randy Rand. What a good morning, Double R.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's his barometer, weirdo.
You're a boy that bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque
on a jet to the promised land.
And I'm working on a T-bone steak.
A la carte flying over to the Golden State.
The pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Sweet low chariot come down, easy taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and
my telephone.
Los Angeles!
Yakshimash
to you.
This is the promised land called
Hey, the mama.
Who is your daddy and what does he
I'm
do?
I'm your daddy.
I like this kind of party, baby.
Hey, what's up, Christian?
RS is in the jackpot.
What?
Come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone.
Put your engine and cool your wings.
And let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
It is a 6:11 on this Monday, May 18th. Glad you're with us. A little rain on the way in central Arkansas. Cloudy. Lightning out there.
But you really? I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was coming. I heard a little rumble. Going to have a busy show today as normal on Monday. Chris Kane, Pat Bradley, Bill Vickery, Graffiti, and more. It was a Rogers playing the fight song. It was a sweep for all sports for Arkansas over the weekend. Baseball in a dramatic, crazy win on Saturday. 16-14, I think, was the final. Softball, the girls absolutely dominate their regional. They run-ruled every team in the regional. This is the best of the best. And they advanced to host the Super Regional versus Team Roger. If you look at the rest of the bracket, we got the best one, and we should. We had the number one RPI. We played the toughest schedule, so we get 12-seeded Duke. There are three other Super Regionals that had SEC versus SEC. That would have been Iowa. Great. We got to play Texas. We got to play Mississippi State. Got to play Alabama. No, we get Duke. Duke doesn't have a spectacular program. They've had success as of late, but nothing like a Texas or an LSU or a Tennessee. So, man, Arkansas is really primed to get to Oklahoma City. So that happened over the weekend. You also had track and field. By the way, good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
I was going to say, do you know what number SEC title?
25.
25 is correct. You couldn't even let me get it out, King of
Well,
all
I ain't
going
to do it. I can get it out for you.
Christian, I'm sorry.
Put it right in your face. I'm sorry. I love your mother.
How about that? 25th. And I think they won every event. I think they won almost every, this is the SEC. This is some of the best athletes in the world. And
it just means more.
And we're dominating. I mean, we are dominating them. So that was nice. There was a sweep there. Our good friends over down the street at the Trojans, Chris Curry and his baseball Trojans, not a good weekend. Is that me? They get swept by Southeast Missouri, or is it Southwest Missouri? I can't even remember.
Southeast SEMO,
that's right. But you know what? Doesn't matter. They got swept last year, I think, too. End up winning five in a row in the Ohio Valley Conference championship. So they'll bounce back. We'll give them a chance. And this week, Roger, you do, in addition to Razorbacks hosting Duke, you got Arkansas going to Hoover. They're already there. We'll visit with Cam Koshal today in the 9 o'clock hour. They're already there. He texted me last night. And he had a really big game that Saturday. I think he had like 3 or 4 RBIs, 3 for 4, had a good day. So
he did all right. And that means, are we flexing for Ella McDowell this week? Since they play on Friday?
Possibly, yeah.
Game's at 11.
It's 11 o'clock, Thursday, and I'll be honest with you, Roger, I wanted it before I left, because you're going to have Friday show without me. I wanted to try to get it Thursday, too.
Well,
anyway,
let's do it. Where are we going to be Thursday?
We'll be in studio.
We're in studio Thursday.
Monday, when we come back. That's right. Following when we come back, week after next.
Week after Memorial Day.
That's right.
So tomorrow, though. I think we'll have to figure
out. Yeah, we'll come to Coastal today. So anyway, it'll be a fun show. Pop us a text at 661-1037. Also, Christian, you're our NBA guy last night. Wow. Yeah. The Cleveland Cavaliers just embarrassed at home Detroit. The number three seed. What was Cleveland, number 8? I think they were the 8 seed, right?
No, they're not the 8 seed.
Or 5th seed.
Whoa. They're probably, they're off the top of my head.
They're 4 seed. I was 4 off. They were the 4 seed. The Cavaliers were
1 seed.
The
Pistons were the 1 seed.
Pistons, yeah. Roger. So anyway, number 4 beats number 1 and then embarrasses them at home. So
yeah, it was real bad.
125-94. So, Roger, you got the monster matchup, San Antonio at Oklahoma City. We all called this at the beginning of the year. We knew this was going to happen. That's almost, would you call it, Christian? Would you call
the NBA Finals?
The finals, yeah.
Almost. The Knicks have been pretty good, but I would still venture to say that the Spurs or the Thunder are going to win it.
Yeah. How about Cleveland?
Maybe the best matchup of the decade so far.
Yeah.
Spurs and Thunder.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I saw it, Roger, because I do my NBA prep. I think it's only the 4th time in the history of the NBA where you've had 2 teams in the finals that have won 62% of their games. The really high percentage of winning.
I think goes back a pretty good
spit
way.
Spit out them facts, man.
How about, thank you. Yeah, we are your NBA station.
That's right.
Then you had, listen, you had the Preakness, which was it Han Solo? Was that the name of it? Mm-hmm. The horse? No, Napoleon Solo. Excuse me, I was joking. You know, Napoleon Solo.
It wasn't until yesterday that I realized I'd missed it.
I think everybody knows in racing that thing is not working.
Well, yeah,
it's not working. The horse owners don't want to run 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby.
I know you got to give Jumanji, justified, whatever it was, not long after.
Triple Crown winner after.
But that was tainted.
Yeah.
Tainted. But American Pharoah, that was it. And that horse had so much. Listen, when you got a horse like, who was our horse that won the Kentucky Derby?
Golden Tempo.
When you got a horse like Golden Tempo who comes from way back like that, probably not the favorite. I could see where.
It would create interest.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Well, you know why? Because I think, we're not used to this type of. It doesn't matter. We don't care about how long a race is. You run it. That's what you do for the sport.
You run
people
it.
People pay to. They'd have had 25
more. It's not going to kill the horse. It's not going to hurt the
horse. That's right. Not going to kill the horse.
Look what? Get out something. Talk to it. Again, these are trainers. We know nothing about horses.
And I get it. But you know, they've been doing it this way for whatever.
200-300 years.
Not quite that long. Because but still, they should do that.
I don't remember them slowing down their horses and getting different ones in the chariots on Moses.
So you had that. Then you had Aaron Rye win the. Who? Aaron Rye.
Aaron Rodgers.
Spell Rye, Roger.
That is R-I-H-G.
Close enough. R-A-I. Now, he's Indian. His ethnicity is Indian.
I'm going to leave this to you.
But he was born. He's the first player from England to win the PGA in how long, Christian?
I know the answer, so it's not fair.
Dadgum. Okay, yeah. Roger.
But it is fair.
Come on, say it. Roger shot you down a second ago.
Go ahead.
Wait a
minute.
1919.
Don't you try to get a fight between us. I'll take a shot at it.
Yes, 100.
Since 1919.
More than a century. Early 1918.
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, can you believe that England has not had? That's where I'm headed next week.
England?
I'm going to call them out.
No, you listen. You don't listen. You don't understand.
Where's your PGA? You finally got a
you
PGA.
You do understand. You're
John
not,
Daly,
you,
I
you
buddy.
You do understand that the Constitution does not work there.
How do I say? How do I? What's my accent? How do I do the English accent?
You got to throw
give me
in,
something.
Wow.
Can you do an English accent?
No,
Christian, can you do
I haven't
one?
Done one in a while. Let's see what
no,
would it be.
No, not good at accents.
You sure?
It's afternoon. Yeah. Good afternoon. You know, it's almost Shap. Shap, if you speak Shap, you're close to it. But I think, who was, I don't know.
The other thing, you had Denny Hamlin. Since we've got Steve Qualls doing our NASCAR racing.
Yeah.
He won at Dover, the All-Star race. And it looks like, I think it's two of the Joe Gibbs Racing team were 1-2, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Tyler Reddick was like 30th. that's not wrong. I'm just saying.
Just saying
isn't that,
he's 22nd, yeah. He's
okay,
22nd,
same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Same, that was close, that, that,
started,
excuse me, close enough.
He started
I'm just
third,
saying.
Yes.
I mean, I look for him now because of the great start he had.
That's right. So you've got that. You've got you've got NHL playoffs. You know who's in NHL? Montreal at Buffalo. That series is tied at 3-3, Roger. It's the best of seven.
And you know what they say? When those two teams get together, Christian, you throw out the record book.
Yep.
Yeah, what is it? What is it? The best three words?
Two words. In all of sport. Game 7.
Yeah, and then you've got the conference finals of Wednesday, Vegas at Colorado. I don't know anything about those four teams. I don't know anything about them.
Well, why don't you? You did all your NBA have time?
I don't know a storyline on any of them. Christian, you know a storyline on any of those teams?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, that's right. I'm sure there's somebody out there that probably is. Also, too, you had a lot of state champions over the weekend, Roger. Congratulations to the state advancing. I guess
all of them are calling in right now saying thanks for not coming.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
What?
Yeah, that is the truth. Also, too, our national days today, National No Dirty Dishes Day.
Yeah.
Christian, do you do your dishes by hand at all? Do you ever do that? Or you mostly use a dishwasher?
Dishwasher.
Okay. And Roger, use something. Sometimes people will clean.
Well, there's a few things.
They clean before they put them
hand.
In the. That's right. You know, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But you got to clean before you put them in the dishwasher. It's like,
well,
on,
you
man.
Should, because then it's going to clog up your dishwasher, and then they're going to get the plumber in there.
I get all the stuff off of it and then put it in the
well,
dishwasher.
Well, you have to do that. But Baz just leaves the cheek. You know, he puts his sheets in the dishwasher because that's where he eats.
It's a national visit. Your relatives.
You know what else you put in there? You put in, because who gave it to us? Sometimes I'll wash a dirty ball cap in the dishwasher with that ball cap thing. You got to put it in there. And I've been thinking about it. You don't use it, so I need to get yours. But in the dishwasher, there's some things that are still not dishwashable safe. And I know if I put something in the dishwasher and Samantha opens it up and puts something in there and sees that I may have put something on the bottom rack that needs to be on the top rack.
Oh, you have a
she questions
strict,
me.
Strict,
no, I don't have a strict thing. I don't know.
What's the difference? I mean, I put plates on the bottom and
well, plates are one thing. I'm talking about if you get, you know, there's some things that may, I don't know anymore because, you know, these Yetis, I don't know what is the molecular makeup of
I think those are top cups, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that, no, I don't know. You can put them on the bottom. I'll put the top on the top. Of what I'm saying is the molecular makeup of this Yeti cup as opposed to the first one that I have that I still use. What is the difference in the makeup? Because back then they said they were not dishwasher safe.
Mm.
But now they are. So
what, would they melt in them?
I don't know what the problem was. No. The Yeti, the cup itself wouldn't melt, but you've got a rubber gasket. So anyway, and that's the extent of my
dishwasher. The rubber gasket. Good God
sure
almighty.
Sure
wow.
I just
where that started and where that ended.
Well, because, you listen, I've told you.
It is National Visit Your Relatives Day today.
I'm going to visit you.
I had a relative visit yesterday.
I know you said that.
Mayor of Panama City. They're on their way to, they're doing a conference in Fayetteville. Small world. My cousin, who's mayor of Panama City, has a friend here in town that owns a business.
In town.
Also, Roger, last night you had the ACMs.
Yeah.
You know, Justin Moore's not a big fan of the ACMs. He's never been part of that
clique.
So
I've heard.
Cody Johnson was the big winner. Cody Johnson is who Justin toured with.
I saw Zach Top on there, too, with
Zach
that song you sent me from Blake Shelton.
Is that right? He covered that on the show?
No, he didn't cover
okay.
it. Blake did it.
Blake did it?
You didn't watch the whole video then because when they panned to the crowd, the video you sent
me. It showed him just watching it.
Showed different people,
Yeah, that was
he's got a Larry Bird mustache. That's how you know it's
yes.
him.
We were talking about, there was a cover last night of The Gambler. By Blake Shelton that will play today. Pretty.
He didn't try to make it his own, Christian.
Yeah.
He just sang it.
Yeah.
And sang it like it should be sung. But you still go, that is so Kenny Rogers, but at least he paid, as Rainwater would say, homage to it.
And and Ella Langley, who has become the superstar now. Yeah. And she was the first one that first song was where she's a duo with, maybe it's the guy that
Ella Langley.
Yeah, it's one
couldn't
that.
Tell you.
Yeah, she. I think she may be the one. I mean, she may be that song may have been a combo with who is Justin touring with right now? I just went blank on his name.
Cody Johnson.
No, it's Riley Green.
Zach Brantley.
Yeah, so Riley Green. I want to say that it was Ella Langley that did that combo about you look. It's a love song anyway.
You look like you love me.
You look like you love me. Yeah, I think that's her. She dominated. She won about every award last night. Yeah. And nobody beats Chris Stapleton. And Cody Johnson beat him last night. Again, what's crazy about Justin's career.
What did he beat him in? Entertainer?
Entertainer of the Year, yeah.
What is Stapleton doing? I don't know what Entertainer of the Year. What's that award
who knows
for?
It. Yeah,
what's
that award for? I don't know. It's touring, I think. It's album. I think it's all the things.
All right.
But remember, you know, Justin, all these people used to open for Justin. And now, you know, Justin, as he's got older, they're asking him, Justin, back to open for them, like mm-hmm. Cody Johnson and all that. But, yeah, Cody Johnson's been hot. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. As we mentioned, a little bit of rain on the way. I don't know if you saw it, Roger and Christian.
I did not.
I got in my hot tub Saturday night, did a little Facebook live.
Oh, no, I saw that. I don't know what
thanks to Shane and Jeremy and Andrea over at Luxury Pool and Spa. Jessica was the one who got in there and did all the chemistry. Did all the chemicals.
Well, what do you think anybody felt different?
Just in case if anybody
nobody,
was wondering.
Everybody knows.
Listen, I just...
It's the guy that puts his dirty sheets in his dishwasher, we know that.
I do think that's a pretty good idea. if you want to be a part of the show, but I did do that Saturday.
Do me a favor. Put it on the top right.
Today is the last day of their special financing on Caldera hot tubs. And basically,
get it done.
Yeah, what it is, they give you 50... I think 50 months at 0% financing on Caldera. So anyway, I think it's select hot tubs. But go by there if you want to get one. It's cool. The weather was great. We didn't put it on hot, Roger, because you don't want to put it on hot. It's like a mini swimming pool out there. But anyway, thanks to them, it was.
Well, it's too hot to be. Listen, Samantha and I, we
chalked off our driveway, you know, the long driveway.
Yeah.
We chalked that off last night and played and practiced a couple of games of pickleball. So it was hot outside. So you don't want to, you know, definitely don't, even though the wind was blowing, you don't want to put it in hot, dude.
Someone said the number one thing I hadn't mentioned yet, because it was, is a lot of people said it was ridiculous, it was stupid. Ronda Rousey and her 17-second fight versus, is it Garrett? What's her name? Christian Garrett?
Gina Carino?
Yeah,
Carino?
17 seconds. It was over. She, yeah, it was like, yeah, come on.
Armbar.
Come on,
Carino.
Come on now.
I don't want to see the chick.
I don't know who the market was for that anyway.
Why
are people watching?
Well, if you're an MMA, those were two, you know, obviously Rousey was
She's
one of the
not
best.
A fighter, though, is she?
Who, Rousey or
Gina?
No, I don't think she is. She did compete at one time.
She didn't even give her $1 million.
But she wasn't great at it. She wasn't a great fighter. She's beautiful, and she was a fighter, and then she turned actress. But that thing, listen.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that thing, 17 seconds. Think if you paid $1,000 a ticket for 17 seconds. That's it. So anyway, so that was that. Somebody says, any updates on the Stanley Cup? I mentioned that. Mentioned that earlier. Rebecca says Arkansas didn't sweep Kentucky. Did anybody say they did?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think no one said that, because you're making things up.
Were you referring to the ladies?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, what he said was a sweep for
the ladies.
All things Razorback.
Yeah, sweep for everybody. That's right. Everybody, all three sports swept.
Thanks for keeping us on our toes, Rebecca.
Yeah, that's what it was this weekend.
Because, listen, he is in vacation mode right now. He's got 4 days, and then he's out of here. Then he's Brian Boitano to London.
Listen, I'm going to be the worst travel maker.
You cannot be. Jessica's
going to go, it's 2 o'clock in the morning! Because that's what time all the games are going to probably be. Because it's like 6 or 7 hours difference.
Listen, you're in London.
I got to find a pub.
Listen, as much as we love the Razorbacks and we want Ella McDowell to do great and we want Courtney Dyfer to get a championship, and maybe that will lessen the loss that they have on the books as far as the sport goes, the way things are going, you're in London. You have to let the Razorback softball team go, dude. You are in London.
Of course, now. I found myself
and you
watching.
You better bring me back a shirt.
Found myself watching Mission Impossible, Rogue, whatever it is. And it was with
Rogue Nation.
Rogue Nation. And Tom Cruise, of course, he's running in there. He runs everywhere.
You've seen the thing?
It's all over my algorithm. Roger found somebody that's the guy who runs every day.
Have you seen it, Christian?
He runs like Tom Cruise.
There's a guy that runs like Tom Cruise with the Mission Impossible deal.
Yeah.
And it's just so he can get.
He's flying.
I think
too.
It's in his contract to where he has to have a scene where at least one scene where he's running.
Yeah, but this dude is like, for sake of argument, day 445
of running like Tom Cruise.
420.
Okay. He runs like Tom Cruise for a high step, high leg, high arm. Outstanding.
And it does look like him. But anyway, so last night I was watching, and they start off in all these different countries, but they end up in London. So I'm looking.
What did you see? There's something in our prep about. Maybe Tom Cruise. Pamela Anderson
hooking up. Is
hooking
that like
with Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't think that's odd pairing. Tom Cruise is. I don't think that's his.
See, a lot of people are saying, and I fall for it because I fell for anything. You know, but since COVID, I don't fall for anything else. Anything as much as I used to. But that whole relationship between her and Liam Neeson.
It was fake, yeah.
That's what they said. Yeah. Said it was fake. And I sent you a copy of somebody sent me the redneck version of the...
It's on there.
You've got it, of the Taken.
Yeah.
Of the Taken.
I cannot wait to hear that. Yeah, I cannot.
We'll do it when we come back. It's a redneck version somebody had sent me, which is fantastic. I want to give a shout-out right now, to just in case you're listening out. Early Friday, we had a great showing at the Deserving Dozen.
Yeah, sure did, from Benton. Yeah,
oh, it was
fantastic.
So a shout-out to Aaron Hilburn and Adam Hilburn. Aaron's wife and Adam's daughter-in-law was there, one of the recipients of the Deserving Dozen. We appreciate them very much. And I saw a fellow by the name of Shane Harper at the gym. He came up to me and was talking to me about it. He happened to just tune in on the radio Friday and heard Justin Moore, you know, mention whipping somebody's butt.
Yes.
An umpire's butt at the deal. He said he was going to try to reach out to that umpire, see if we can't get him on the air with us or whatever. But anyway, that'll be fun. But anyway, shout out to those folks.
Glad you reminded me about Friday. Yeah. Thank you, all you folks in Benton, for coming over and letting us honor you on that Friday. That was a special day.
Absolutely.
So, let's take a break. Roger, we'll come back. Like I said, we've got a busy show today. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. In addition to George Strait having a birthday today, Reggie Jackson, who we talked a little bit about last week. I went and looked at that baseball of mine. The autographs, Roger, are starting to fade. Luckily, a year or so ago, I took pictures, several years ago, I took
pictures. You got to keep it in a cool place now.
They were better. You could see them better. And don't I think I need to do it again. Now I don't know where the pictures are.
Zach James is playing baseball now at Junior Deputy. So and he and Lil Oliver stayed the weekend with us. And so Saturday afternoon, I think it was Saturday afternoon, it was cool. They wanted to watch it, and they've watched it before. Is it the Sandlot? You're killing me. Sandlot?
The Sandlot, yeah.
So, and I watched more of it than I have before, and to watch that baseball. And to see the baseball with Babe Ruth, but then he's got the whole Murderer's Row on another one. That's a pretty good movie.
In addition to Reggie Jackson and George Strait, Arkansan, and actually a Little Rockian. Having a birthday today, one of the greatest of all time, Brooks Robinson.
Tommy, I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah, we actually got him on the show before he passed a few years back. So,
I remember when you guys got him on the show, he got mixed up with Eastern Time and Central Time, and he called the zone.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, and I told him, I was like, you may want to get in touch with Basil.
Yeah, he was struggling with that. We were fortunate to get him. I remember calling one time, I think I called all day. Trying to get you to pick up the phone.
And he had a rotary phone.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, do not go away. 6:31 here on Morning Mayhem on this Monday.
Carson Brumbaugh joins the zone each week courtesy of Pinnacle Parties. Bounce houses, tents, tables, and everything in between. Take your party to the Pinnacle. Find them online at pinnacleparties.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball took 2 out of 3 against Kentucky over the weekend, losing Thursday's game 5-5 before winning Friday 5-4 and then winning Saturday 16-12. Arkansas took a 10-0 lead in the first inning of Saturday's game before a 9-run Kentucky inning in the bottom of the fifth let them bounce back. It was their fourth road series win, the most for Arkansas since 2021. They're the seventh seed in the SEC tournament. They'll play the winner of Tennessee and South Carolina on Wednesday at 4:30 in Hoover. And Arkansas softball has punched their ticket to a super regional, beating Fordham 8-0 on Friday, then beating South Florida 9-1 on Saturday, and again yesterday 10-2. All games were a run rule, so for the fourth time in program history, Arkansas softball will be hosting a super regional. They'll take on Duke at 11 a.m. on Friday. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We have a 20% chance of a shower today, otherwise mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, no rains in the forecast, partly cloudy, staying warm, a little breezy, a low of 72. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms, some strong or severe storms will be possible. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
This is Trey Schaap. Blackman Auctions presents coverage of the SEC spring meetings. All 16 head football coaches, men's and women's basketball coaches, and athletic directors all under one roof at the Sandestin Hilton. What will the landscape of college athletics look like? I will be there to check in with updates throughout the week. It's me, Trey Schaap, live from the SEC spring meetings presented by Blackman Auctions and brought to you by Bet Saracen.
Hey folks, David Basil here. If you haven't been to Oaklawn lately, now's a great time to make the trip down to Hot Springs. Yeah, racing season may be over, but let me tell you, the action never stops at Arkansas's only racing casino resort. Right now, they've got the Boats and Bucks giveaway going on. Every time you play in May, you're earning entries for a shot at cash and even a brand new Barletta party barge. And the big drawing is happening this Sunday, so don't miss out. If you haven't checked out the casino lately, 100% smoke-free, open 24/7 with over 1,500 slots, plus all your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and craps. Plus, the dining is outstanding. Whether you want something upscale like the Bugler or Oak Room, or just wings in a game at Mainline Sports Bar, they've got you covered. You can even make a full getaway out of it. Book a stay at the hotel, hit the Astro Spa, catch a show this summer. It's all right there. Trust me, it's worth the trip. Come join the fun at Oaklawn in Hot Springs. Book your visit now at oaklawn.com. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Congo Fireplace and Patio is celebrating Memorial Day, and we have the inventory. Come see the largest selection of grills, smokers, fire pits, and outdoor furniture in the state. Be the first to shop this summer's newest outdoor living collection. And during the Memorial Day weekend, check out our huge showroom and save on all things outdoor. Setup and delivery are available. We're here all day Memorial Day with cooking demos Saturday and Monday. Family owned and operated since 1920. Congo Fireplace and Patio, I-30 Benton. Shop local and feel the difference.
The Memorial Day celebration is happening now at all Bradford Marine and ATV Yamaha statewide locations. Come see your new Yamaha boat, like the Yamaha AR220, offering the perfect blend of value, versatility, and convenience, and available at only 6.49% for 180 months. Buy today and have fun today. Now through May 31st, it's the Memorial Day sale at all Bradford Marine and ATV Yamaha statewide locations. Bradford Marine and ATV, selling fun since 1971.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
And I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you want. If it's ransom, you're out of luck. Because I just paid my light bill, and I'm 3 months behind on my F-250. Now, what I do have is a very particular set of skills from a long life of living in the holler. And that makes me a nightmare for folks like you. I can hotwire any vehicle before 2007. I can skin a buck, and I can run a trot line. I can steal your Cadillac converter while you're still driving it, and I can take the copper wire out of your trailer while you're sleeping. Now, if and you leave my baby girl alone, that'll be the end of it. I won't hunt you. But if and you don't, I'll hunt you down. I'll find you. I will stomp a mud hole in your ass, and I will walk it dry. And that's the bottom line. Stone Cold said so.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock, and get out on the water.
Good morning, CK.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Woo! That was, by the way, you know, that guy went to all that trouble to do that, and it was good, and he read it. It was so fast. It's like, dude, slow down, and you're going to go make all this effort to write that, make it. It's funny. Just slow it down. It's like, just slow down, boy. You know, he needs some coaching. He needs some coaching.
Well, I mean, country boys, okay.
Yeah, he was just a little too. Did you do that? Did you? Somebody you know do that?
No.
Yeah, you could have coached him up and go, hey, listen. Yeah. You need to sell this thing, man.
I just let it be. I didn't critique it.
Well, I'm sorry. I was all excited.
Wide open
it's like
on
it was
Monday,
a ransom note or something he was reading.
I couldn't tell you if the guy is from Marin County, Arkansas or Florida.
It's a creative approach, creative idea on that for sure.
Well, sure.
Chris, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, good. Because I saw your video commercial for Trader Bills.
Yeah, remember I told you a couple weeks ago. I was like, hey, we got out on the water and did some fun stuff the other day. With our friends Jeremy and Alicia. Yeah, from JNF Media. And, man, we had a great time. Now called a flyover agency.
Yeah,
course,
they're busy. I wonder if they ever see each other anymore.
They do, actually, I think, every day. Because, you know, they own a company together.
But, you know, they've got so much.
Well, they spread out. Yeah.
Listen, they can't be together now.
That's true.
Too much
that's
stuff
true. Yeah,
they
got a lot on their books.
You see what Trump there? You went, I don't think.
They got so much. They don't see each other. Just like Melania and I sleep in separate rooms. It's a wonderful thing, actually.
He's headed to England and wants. And I couldn't come up with it right off the bat of a United Kingdom dialect. Do you have one off the?
Ooh.
Think about that.
Who is the most well-known actor from London or from England?
Ooh, well known.
Iris. Whatever his name is.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, he's English, right?
He
is? Yes.
While we're thinking on
Michael
that.
Michael Caine?
He's British.
Oh, who? Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. He has that little, like,
did you see, did you see the way Chris just did his mouth?
How'd Michael Caine, yeah. He does have a, he is actually, that's a great one.
You know, Roger can do a lot of impersonations, yeah. But now that I think about it, I don't hear you doing
I don't do it a lot.
Often.
I don't do it a lot. I do it. I do it.
You can do the mother, father.
I do mother, father. Do that one.
You're a priest.
I do one from the Pacific Rim, but that's only for Joe Klein. That's very niche. It's a little niche.
It's very niche.
You know, it's not on air. It's nothing.
Middleton,
just in case I travel.
Middleton Eaton Air text line. Some of our messages here from the 501. Hey, don't hate on getting the fight done in 17 seconds. 17-second performances are the reason I have three children.
Oh!
Hello. Hello.
Good night, everybody. Tip your waitress.
That's good. Let's see here. Actually, Carino was a very good fighter. She had one loss in MMA before she retired 17 years ago. She didn't fight long. They knew, you know, hers was, you know, look, well, yeah, at her.
You said she's an actress?
She was an actress.
So 17 years ago, she fought, also, now she's an actress?
Think about this, too. 17 years ago,
that's right.
It wasn't what it is now.
That's right.
You know, so she moved to acting and was successful in that. And so I think it makes sense. Yeah.
They told her, they saw her, if you saw her, Roger, they like, okay, you don't need to do this very long. You can make a lot more money. So she did a call. I thought she would, matter of fact, she did a Fast and the Furious. She had a thing in Fast and Furious, but it never did take off, and maybe that's why she decided to come back.
She was in a couple of different things lately, and then she had the issue with Disney, you know, where she was let go for comments she made,
like, I remember
and then
that, yeah.
They settled. But, man, she lost a ton of weight for this fight. A ton of weight.
Looks different.
Yeah, absolutely. Then she was in The Mandalorian, then she was in some of her other previous films.
I'll tell you, it almost looked like me out there going after Ronda Rousey. It's almost like she put you down, and she's like, she armbarred you in, like, 5 seconds. It's like, would you put up a fight? I mean, that's like, it was like me. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Help me. Oh, it's over with, you know. So, I don't know. I just thought that, you know, if somebody's paying all that money, you'd be better prepared for that. Maybe. And she gets up, she smiles, she hugs up, and then she collects her check.
Hey, she got a bunch of money.
That was the thing. Hey, man, I'm smiling, too, if I get armbarred in 17
probably
seconds.
Probably whether it's 17 seconds or three rounds, she's getting the same.
Hey, that's right. I know, listen, I'd take the money, even if Sugar gets his part. But it wasn't $1 million, so, I mean, Rhonda just made $1.5 million.
Yeah, I don't know.
A $1.5 million.
Is that what it was?
That's about it. That's all I read.
Someone said they were looking forward to hearing Graffiti and your GM's comments on taking vacation today.
That's on vacation?
No, but what you played last week, him talking about taking vacation, what he said at the very end.
When he said bite our butt.
Yeah, our listeners, I'm telling you, you said the other day, you go, you pay attention.
They're ready for that today. They're quick.
I mean, Rebecca was already calling you out on the sweep thing early.
The bad part was you brought me up and then knocked me down in less than an armbar. He's on vacation? No, he's not. Damn it.
New co-host starts today on The Zone, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Does he?
I don't think he's in studio.
Did he announce
it? He's busy. Yeah, he announced it Friday.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. I read it in the paper.
The best for the 501, the best part of all my travels has been when I get home and see the poster of Baz, Roger, and DJ at the airport. Then I know I'm finally home. My cousin, who's the mayor of Panama City, said that was the first thing that's greeted him. All three of us were there, the Oakland app that's there promoting that.
Listen, that, you know, and that relationship lasted just a little bit longer than the Ronda Rousey fight.
Somebody said the Taken thing, crappy intro. You can tell he's reading it off the paper. But put some damn emotion on it, boys. Act like you're number one. Yeah, we didn't do this. We would have told him that ain't good enough. He was. And so next, you know what? Roger will be doing that in the second hour.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I get through and doing maintenance at Benton, a school district. I've got that you set me up for. So I've got that and a few other things.
Carino lost all that weight and regained baddie status at least.
I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to look her up.
She was in Deadpool. So Jake on the text line also mentioned she was in the first Deadpool. She was the one. She had the toothpick. She was real strong.
Oh, that's right. Deadpool. That's what
it was. Yeah. Now, if she fought at that weight, it would have been interesting.
His wife? Was she a bad girl's...
She was one of the villains.
The villains, yeah.
So
Fast and Furious, and I forgot about Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Deadpool 1.
Deadpool 1.
Yeah.
Today is the anniversary of Deadpool 2.
It is, as a matter of fact. Or is it 1 or 2? Rousey did that from the 501. Rousey did that on purpose. She made it clear she didn't want her kids to see her actually punching and beating someone like that. I did not hear that.
I didn't know. Sort of
hard to believe. It's pretty hard to avoid that. You know, I mean, you're in the octagon.
Yeah.
You gotta punch and do that. So, what song is this, Raj?
Caught Up in You.
It's such a good song. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We've got Chris Kane, Bill Vickery, Camden Kozel, Pat Bradley, maybe, and Graffiti. We never know if we get Pat at 7:05 or not.
Never know.
That's what makes it so fun, you know? I mean, yeah. It's like always a wild card of a Monday.
He's a unicorn.
Roger, yeah. We're going to hear from Junji. Sports Clips, they're doing the thing. I don't know about your Sports Clip. They're doing Sports Clip where you go in, you get a cut, and they contribute
to
a charity.
Well, I'm going to have to text Chrissy and find out if we're doing it at mine, because they do a lot of things independently.
Yeah, they do. We did Keith Jackson's Park last time they did this. So, got a busy show. They're glad you're with us. It's going to be a little rainy out here in Central Arkansas. It's raining all week, Raj. Did you see
what?
That?
No.
First
all
time
week.
In a long
know.
Time we've
don't
seen
know.
That.
I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. 6:07. All right, don't go away. 6:45.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
At Bale Chevrolet, we believe you can learn a lot standing on a car lot for over 100 years. People don't want a sales pitch. They want somebody to shoot them straight. That's what we try to do every day with a team who knows how to listen. We've got new Chevys and pre-owned vehicles coming in every day. We work hard to have exactly what you've been looking for at the price you need. Save now on the lot or online on Chenal Parkway or shop at BaleChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
It's the perfect day. You're just driving along, listening to your favorite music, the windows down. There's a cool breeze. Life is good. But wait, hold on a second. You're not wearing a seatbelt? You'd better put that on before that... Uh-oh, too late. Cops everywhere are stepping up enforcement, so you'd better buckle up or you will get caught. Sorry to ruin your day. Click it or ticket.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Hello, Arkansas. Frank Fletcher here to talk about our pre-owned cars. We can save you over $300 a month on your current car payment. Well, that's big money. We have great cars starting under $15,000. We have SUVs and trucks with under 5,000 miles. That's almost like a new one. These low-mile units, we can save you $10,000 to $15,000 from a new unit. Folks, you don't know this, but we have 9 other stores where we can offer you all their merchandise and bring your choice right here to you. You can go to FletcherAuto.com where you can pick from 500 different types of products. Why buy from us? Well, I price all of our cars by having a software that gives me everyone else's price in town on any model that we have. I go below everyone else's price, and I'm going to give you a free warranty with every purchase. Just contact us by going online, come see us in person, or phone us. I guarantee you the lowest price and a great experience.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Bradford Marine and ATV Memorial Day Celebration with 103.7 The Buzz. Catch Morning Mayhem in North Little Rock and The Zone in Hot Springs Tuesday as they both get you ready for Memorial Day weekend. Select 2025 Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft up to $4,000 in discounts and 2026 Sun Trackers up to $2,250 in savings.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 103.7 The Buzz.
I say we hit back and take Zaza out.
Come on.
Oh, that's such a good song. Sledgehammer.
Come on.
6:50 here on Morning Mayhem. Overcast day. Glad you're with us.
Come on. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
You want to be part of the show? 661-1037 is the number. Got a short segment here, but glad to have Chris Kane here. Representing so many companies. Trader Bills, The Buzz, Delta Solar.
Reliance.
Reliance. Oh, my gosh. I forget about that one.
Those are really that's my bubble.
Yeah.
That's your... But I am getting ready for Miss Arkansas, which is starting in just a couple of weeks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, 3 weeks, I think, from... We're starting the week of it.
So funny, I was talking to Steve Qualls, Roger, about something, and we were talking, and I said, he told me it's the Indy 500s this weekend. I go, that's weird. I thought that was Memorial Day weekend, and then the Coca-Cola 600.
He goes, yeah.
It's Memorial Day this weekend. Yeah. I thought, oh my gosh, Roger, it's Memorial Day this weekend.
It's summer.
So we're off Monday, and, you know, so...
kids are almost out of school. My wife, a couple weeks ago,
the rest of the year.
For the year, she goes, kids are out Wednesday. I go, for what? She goes, the summer. I was like... It's summer already. Yeah, we're here. We have reached it, gentlemen.
I know.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Someone said about that back to the fight. Rousey said, but she didn't want to have her kids sing or beat up people. She said it in the ring before she said she was officially retiring, go home and make more babies. Okay, so Rousey came out for one deal. Yeah,
now, who was she
this
dating?
Time. And then in a couple more years, she'll go. Yeah. One more,
to?
Yeah.
Yes. Who's she married to? Or is she married?
Here's one. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
But she was. Who was the famous cat she was dating there for a while? She was dating.
I don't remember this.
I think you're right. There was somebody initially I remember that was. You didn't know.
I'm not going to look it up.
She's married to Travis Brown.
No, not the guy.
Oh, the UFC fighter.
Heavyweight MMA fighter. They married in 2017.
She dated an actor or somebody, I thought, here.
From the 501. Y'all's break. Lead ins and lead outs destroy the zones by a mile. Hoping Phil Elson ups the game with Acri. Yeah, listen, for the GM and a guy who really particularly prides himself on, you know, everything.
Movie
and us
sure.
Screwing up things is that, you know, he admitted the other day, I heard him go, we let our, you know, it drives people crazy. Sometimes we let our lead-in songs go the whole time. The whole time. When they come back from a rejoiner, it plays the whole, because they're busy talking. Which, you know, you would think with a guy like Acri that he would lose his mind. He loses his mind when things aren't organized properly.
Well, the one thing that I try to do, and I learned it from Tom, he didn't teach me this, you follow a legend, you try to take as much as you can. And I like music. So I will try to make sure that the hook is hit when we go out. I'll let a song play a little bit longer than probably I should.
Well, even bigger than that is that I've challenged Roger to do this, and he's done it. Is I want good music. I want good music
well,
to where
today it's, yeah. You're getting nothing but stank. You're getting stank rock and roll.
Every
song we've had, what have you said? It's good music. I'm hitting it hard, Jerry.
Well, the other thing too, and I've told Chris, you know, there is a difference.
What a jerk!
There is a difference between midday show and a morning show. I just think, to me, you got to have more juice. You can't, you know, you can't ease your way through. People need to get up moving. They need, you know, of course, if we're celebrating something that we're playing a slow song,
more themed.
Roger and I walked into what was it, the bull riding. And I said, listen to this thing. In that place, you walk in that bull riding or WWE, and man, that thing, or NFL football game, and it's on fire. I just believe in that philosophy. We want to have fun and get the juice going. And
he takes that to Touchdown Club every week. He's coming to the back. He's going, where's the music? Pump it up louder! Pump it louder! And PBS is looking at him like, oh my gosh. I mean, Brian and Anita are like, is he always like this? Yes, actually he is.
PBS is not hard rock.
Yeah.
I just play good music.
Yeah, that's...
I try to put good music
in. And that is. And good music is important. Listen, we got it.
Well, and we got a lot of openings we like to play. We like to play a lot of things, and some of them are given to us and afforded us by Justin Akery's own hand.
we heard that the other day. Yeah. Chris, are you planning a summer getaway with the kids? Do you have your summer plans?
Yeah, we are. We're going to go. My father-in-law didn't get a chance to go to Minnesota last summer. That's where he grew up going. He was from Ohio.
Okay.
So they used to take trips to Lake Superior. Like, we take trips to the beach.
Yes.
Folks from the north go up to the Great Lakes. And so we're going to... He wasn't able to go last year. He had a heart procedure. He's better now. He's back and ready to go. And so we're going to go up to Grand Marais, Minnesota with him. And then my mom, you know, wants to go to Northern Quebec and go to Quebec City. And so we're going to go. We've never been there before. We're going to go up there. And so, with the in-laws, we're going north. We're going north, Jerry.
Did you hear how he pronounced that?
How'd you say it?
Quebec.
I'm glad you brought that up. Christian, I'm surprised you didn't follow up with another Canadian. Well, a Canadian wins again, the NBA MVP.
Yes, SGA.
Yep.
MVP. Two-time MVP.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Canadian.
And let's not forget the Canadian that's on the zone now.
Oh,
yes,
Moose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Yes. And Montreal plays tonight for all the nine hockey fans listening right now. Yes. So they play
the
at
Habs.
Buffalo. Game seven. Go Habs. Yes.
Yeah. It's funny, Roger. It's 9 years in a row. What for the NBA MVP? I know you know it because you did your prep. What is the ninth time
it's
in a row?
International play.
International play. How about that? 15, 20 years ago, you might have thought, oh, they'll win a few, but to win 9 years in a row. Now, the SGA deal, he was born in Canada. It didn't take him long to get down to the States and start playing basketball.
Well, Joel Embiid as well. He played most of his basketball in the United States.
Yeah, so it's sort of a trick deal, but still.
Yeah, but in a conflict, where do they go?
Embiid did play for Team USA.
You keep your eye on him.
I was saying, how many, and Christian, you shouldn't even have to look this up. I think I made a note somewhere on it. How many times can you name me the players, the NBA players, that have won back-to-back?
I think we're going to run out of time, but Giannis, Jokic,
yes.
SGA now.
Yes, come on.
Moses Malone.
I was thinking, if you started young, started new.
It's hard to go all the way in order. Tim Duncan.
You're talking about Steph Curry. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, get the most recent. Steph Curry, and there's one more you left off. More recent.
Did Nash win back-to-back?
Nash won back-to-back, yeah.
Steve Nash.
Yes, that was the first one that I ever thought about. Did you know Curry's going to be in town?
I said Giannis, Jokic.
You left one off.
SGA.
Yeah, you left the biggest one off.
Jack.
The most recent. Of this generation.
Of this generation.
LeBron?
Yep, LeBron.
Okay, all right.
I thought you were talking about four years ago. You got sort of two generations of this.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize all those guys had done double back-to-back. And then, as you mentioned, Duncan, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Moses Malone, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Steve Nash. Yeah, how about that? Yeah. How many times did Jordan win MVP? Five?
Yeah, five or six.
Right, does Russell or Kareem have the most? Who's got the most MVPs? Jordan?
Kareem. Creamed us.
Wow, how about that?
Curry's going to be in town. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Did I see that right?
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry's coming.
Michael with five, and Russell, and then LeBron and Wilt with four.
7 o'clock.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Don't worry. We don't understand ourselves either. 103.7 The Buzz.
Mike Rowe here with a fun fact. Did you know that 50% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl space? Yeah. Whether your crawl space is wet, musty, or your floors are bouncy, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real